Hello, Bruce.
How are you? Oh, good. I'm not on mute. Long time no see.
Yeah, I still don't.
That's true, but yeah, I just showered or whatever it is. So
okay.
I can send up a video if you really want, but I'm not looking in a t-shirt.
Oh, you're looking so clean and green. I mean,
that might be true. Clean, maybe not green. You know, I've missed Rav Sorotzkin. Are you coming back to shul? Have you come to shul at all?
I used to come Shabbos morning, and I was coming weekday mornings at 8 o'clock. But then things got a little crazier with the virus, so instead of coming for 2 hours to Beth Abraham, now I go to 1 hour at Arat Torah, Mishmas to the end. And in the morning, there are short people at 8 o'clock. There were a couple of days this week, we only had 10 people at the whole minyan. We got two Avelim. So,
So it's a good thing you go there.
Yeah, so I also don't have to clean off the car every morning to come to shul.
That's convenient. Are you vaccinated?
I'm in between.
In between, nice.
Next Thursday, I get my second one.
Very nice. Any effects from the first one, or just your arm?
The first one is a much easier road than the second one, they say.
Where did you get it?
A little bit. I was somewhat tired, but the second one is the one that hits people harder.
Where do you get it at?
Rota Center. Through Holy Name at the Rota Center.
Very nice.
Age has its benefits.
Every now and then. How many Warburgs are on?
Huh? Panim Chadashos.
Oh, I'm going to lie down too.
Where's Josh? He's usually the first one on.
Maybe he's in shul tonight.
Okay.
What is the logo, Rabbi? What's the logo on your mask?
I have a student who married, his name is Danny, and he married Adina. So he put on a mask D squared.
That's the wedding logo?
I don't know. I didn't sit long enough. I just sent the mask. Good. Let's start. Let's start at the beginning with a Kli Yoker. And the very beginning, a Perikot Aleph. Learn Lili Nishmas Avron Ben Yitzchak. Alan Greenspan's father's yard site is this evening, tonight, tomorrow. So Kli Yoker addresses a Medrash. The very beginning, Ela Mishpatim Shetosim, the requirements of a Beis Din, and the last post of the Ed in Parshas Yisro, Los Alem Ma'alos Al Dam Al Mizbechi, don't have steps going to the Mizbech, have a ramp. So The Kli Yoker points out, as many of the Mefarshim do, that Elam Mishpatim begins with a Vav. So they're connecting to the previous parasha. So the Kli Yoker opens up, why are we connecting the halacha that regards the Mizbeach to the halacha of Bati Dinim. Rashi says, because we wanted to teach us, Kleyoker quotes it, that the Sanhedrin was near the Mizbeach. But then he quotes, a medrash dorish bar kapora, bin noham milsa. How do we know this idea, which Chazal say, Ibn Masunim Madin, that the dying should be slow to judge, should be careful in his judgment? Where does it come from? What's the din? There's a Vilna Gaon at the beginning of Avos that says that every idea that's said in Masechta's Avos can be brought back to a pasuk in Chumash, to a din deraisa. Because it's not just ideas Chazal came up with. And then the Medrash goes on to say, that, so how do you know this din leisale b'malos? Don't go up to the top of the Zveyach. Then, v'samach le'il mishpatim. These are what the judges are going to be doing. Abulazer v'ayim minal le'dayin shel yifsiya al roshay am kodesh. How do we know that a judge should not take advantage of his position and instill concern and fear and take personal pleasure from his position? Because it says, Lo saleh b'malos ve'ela mishpatim. So the Kleyoker says, if you look carefully, the Bar Kapara, it says, Darash Bar Kapara. And the Belozer is Oimer. So Darash Bar Kapara, he says, that's a medrash. Darash Ba'alma. It's something that's not rooted in the pasuk. Lazarim is more rooted in the pasuk. So let's skip down to where he says the korei milai. And he wants to explain what's the connection between Abu Masunim Madin, be slow to judge, be careful when you make, and Loisalim b'malos. So we learn Loisalim b'malos, don't go up on the steps, have a ramp. He's explaining Loisalim, don't go to the top. Loisalim b'malos. Chazal explained that teaches a judge not to be quick to judge. So v'hakore v'elai, it's the third or fourth crack of the Kleyoker. Ki koldayin shenidon b'mosfen hu mitzad gasas rucha. If a judge is not slow to judge, he's not careful to judge, that's because he's arrogant. Shirotze la'aros l'chol adam, he wants to show, ki uboki badinim, he knows he's very well informed. He knows how to compare things. He knows how to find ideas and how to relate one idea. And because he's arrogant, he won't even take out a book to have a look at it. So the reason why he is not careful in making his judgment, he ad mehera yarvitz devarim lechito chadin. They skip a line. Ha'ola v'mala derech geyev agoyin, because he wants to rise up to the top. He's ola almala. He goes to the very top. Zeh pirush Rashi bimrutza, that he's running up to the top. He ad mehera yarvitz devarim lechito chadin, because he wants to make his opinion quick. And he's arrogant about his position. Because the pasuk can tell him, ki ekach moed ani meisher mishpot. Davke bizman shekach liz, how do I know that I'm judging carefully and well? I do it slowly, I do it patiently. So that was the first insight the Kleyoker has. What's Bar Kapara pointing out? Leisalim amalos ela mishpotim. He's a drasha. Not shot in the pasuk by any means, but that's how he anchored this idea. Lo saleh either means don't run up the steps, go up the ramp, or lo saleh, don't try to. You want to show you're in the top, so you want to pasken quickly. Not correct. Take your time, slow down, so people won't be so impressed with you. But you'll get it right. You'll learn it well. A few paragraphs later, he has also another insight. V'yesh odan sarabinyan. And he's saying there's another idea in making a slow judgment. He says, you know, because you know who judges very, very quickly? Who gets the conclusion? A judge is on the take. He says, if a judge is taking some kind of shoychan, he's taking some bribe, he knows exactly where he's going. So he says, yes, od azhara b'inyan. There's another azhara that in this in a mitan. Shelo yaftoch adin mehera. Why? He said, kabolas eza shoychan. Because if you're on the take, you know where you're going. So it's another reason why one has to be careful, because anybody who cuts the chase very, very quickly is suspect of sheikhad. He thinks even the word sheikhad, so chad means sharp, a knife that cuts sharply. So sheikhad means shechad, or chad means, it comes from the Aramaic one. He only sees one side, because if you're on the take, you don't see both sides of the judgment. That's a medrash. Then he says this is one of the ideas of Hevu Mesunim Badin. Now let's go to the end of the parasha. Perek Chof Gimel. A very interesting observation of the Arachayim. Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis. Chof Gimel Lamed Beis. Gimel Lamed Beis. So there is a pasuk leisichrois lehem b'leiloyim bris, that a person should not, Klal Yisrael, when we get to Eretz Yisrael, we should not make a covenant, a treaty with the indigenous nations, the indigenous pagans. Leisichrois lehem b'leiloyim bris. So Rechayim is too cautious. He says, the pasuk before says, I'm going to chase them all out. Right? Few psukim before, it said you have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. So if God's chasing them all out, why is he telling us not to make a bris? They're not there. And then he says, isn't it strange that God has to tell us not to make a covenant with our gods? Don't make a covenant with them. And we're going to make a deal with an Avodah Zarah. Look at the Rechayim. He's a very interesting idea. He says, Kosh, he asked the first part, he asked these two questions. Achein kavonas akosav. The pshad is, shein osa kris the bris and mu'umais, elo kol o shein b'leim imoem. That the only time that we cannot make a deal and that cannot keep the indigenous nations is if they are still pagans and they're still with their gods. So the way to read it is, lo sechros lehem v'leleim. Don't make a bris with them when they are with their gods. But if they give up their pagan gods, then we can make a covenant with them. We can deal with them. Okay. And then he says, in addition, there's another idea that's being expressed, is that if we're going to cut a deal with a pagan nation, then we should view it as if we are in fact playing with the devil, as if we are in fact getting involved with the Avodah Zarah. The Ein Leimar, the next paragraph. Kiz lezel levad neskavin. Shimkein oy leimar lesechros lembris v'leilein. The next question, he says, that the word the pasuk is hard to read. Lo sechros, don't deal with lehem leisem bris. It's lo sechros bris lehem leim. The phrase is kris as bris. Lo sechros lehem leim bris does not seem to be the way the lashon hakodesh usually works. So he explains that that's what Chazal are saying, that if a person makes a covenant with a pagan nation, I will account it as if you are dealing with the pagan god itself. That Chazal later on speak in the same terms of intermarriage. He speak of intermarriage as a person who's actually marrying an Avodah Zarah. Similar idea. And he says, now why is it that the Givonim, we made a bris with the Givonim, and V'tam shekpidu Yisrael acharkach letzad she'omruzal shemetchilo mehamoridim b'Yisrael v'shlichus igervis Yeshua minizchayivu kaloya kemitzus ha'melach. Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset that we did in fact make a deal with the Gaon. Now we made a deal with the Gaon because we got fooled. We thought that they were a faraway nation and that they weren't an indigenous nation. And then afterward, we kept the bris because we thought it was a chil Hashem if we would not keep our shvua. But then we were criticized for it. So the Rachaim says, why are we criticized? They seemingly had given up their avodah zarah. He said, no, we were criticized because Yeshua had already extended to them a peace covenant. They had refused. So he says they were chayav visa ready. But then I thought it's an interesting phrase at the end. He says, the very end is very interesting. He says, if you leave the avodah zarah around, so they'll end up, you'll end up getting trapped by them. The very last paragraph, ki yilachol amokesh perish nosanta minayin yalel adas sheyichoshdu Yisrael azeh. Why should God be concerned that we would get impressed by a pagan god? Lamir kvaydom b'loyol, that we would give up God for a nonsensical statue. L'zei idea, k'avoyda zara mata esayvdel inokesh achreha, that avoyda zara has the ability to attract people to follow it. There is an avodah zarah that helps you get insight into your innards, umatmoines in your inner thoughts, umagedes asidais. There is an avodah zarah that can tell the future. Now, how is that possible? So it must be, as the Rebbe Shmuel says later on, as you know, because Baruch Hu will give certain powers to avodah zarah in order that we should be tested by it. Generally speaking, what's very popular is Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok explains that how could Jews get taken by Avodah Zarah? So if the Chazal say we don't understand it, that was part of the loss in the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah during Vayishayin, that we just don't get it. So Rav Tzadok explained that when there was prophecy, when there was Nebuah, so the idea of being able to be close to God was a very powerful idea. And we had it because we had prophecy. So then that concept of being close to God transfers over to the idea of having some kind of relationship with the pagan statue that's right there. Once we lost prophecy, so that means that we lost that tshuka to be so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we lost that interest in having a pagan God. He says, Rav Tzadok explains, when Chazal were successful in davening, that we would lose the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. It's not a simple surgery. It comes with a whole, was that? Yeah. It means that God had to, we would not be human beings and tested properly if God would take away Avodah Zarah and leave us with prophecy. But when God takes away Avodah Zarah, it means that he has to take away that whole tshuka to have a close relationship with spirituality. So we have to lose, but not prophecy as well. But the Rechayim says it more down to earth. He says that Avodah Zarah can be very impressive. Now again, I'm suggesting that he's assuming that God made it, that the Ramban talks about Kochos HaTuma. But there are ways of harnessing different powers in the world in a way that is not conducive to spirituality. But they will be on Moikesh. Again, so what does it bring us back to? And there's a very interesting reading of the pasuk. Don't make a bris with a pagan nation. But if the nation gives up its paganism, so then we lose that prohibition to make some kind of treaty with them, which, again, they'll have to pay us taxes and take care of us. Let's look at an interesting Klei Yakar and then a Ramban. Klei Yakar, Chaf, Dalet, Chaf, Gimel. So I'm further into the end of the parasha. That's what we usually look at. the second part of Matan Torah, Chav Dalet Chav Gimel. So Kleyoker points out. What did you want? The Perek Chav Dalet. First, look at Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin. That's the pasuk of Nasev and Ishmael, right? See, and then Perek, and then four psukim earlier, pasuk Gimel, Chav Dalet Chav Gimel. We say, yeah, Chav Dalet Gimel. Oh, I said Chav Gimel. You're right. Chav Dalet Gimel. That's what we say. Whatever God says, Nasev, we're going to do. And four psukim later, we say Nasev and Ishmael. So why do we say? And then later on we say, what happened in between that we said Nasa and Ishmael? Kol Dvar Shadiv Hashem Nasa, the Pasuk Gimel is whatever God said we're doing. All right? Kamola Satora. All right? And then in Pasuk Zion, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the Sefer HaBris and reads out to us everything that we learn, then we say Nasa and Ishmael. So Kleyoker explains what happened in the middle. So in Pasuk Dalet, that's when he writes everything. That's when he built the Mizbeach. Pasuk Hey is when we bring the Korbanos. Pasuk Vav, Moshe takes the blood and puts half in containers and half he puts in the Mizbeach. Right? Pasuk Ches takes the blood and sprinkles it. What happened to the half that was left? It said half and half. What happens to the half that goes to that doesn't go to the Mizbeach? The Kliyaka says
back. Isn't that Pasuk Ches?
Pasuk Ches. That's why Yizroik El Ha'am. Right. So he takes the half and that he sprinkles half in the Mizbeach and half in the people. Right? So now back in Pasuk Gimel, the Kleyoker asks his Kasha. So he suggests that when the people saw that the blood was split half and half, so they figured that's when they understood God's not finished. After Matan Torah, they got all the mitzvahs, they got all the mishpatim, they figured God was finished. So they said, whatever God is telling us, we're ready to do. And then when they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu took the blood and split it in half, and put half in the Mizbeach, then they realized, no, because Baruch Hu hasn't given us everything he wants to give us. So that's when they said, there must be more to come, so we say, Nasa v'nishma. But the Kleyoker finishes off by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu understood what they were saying, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Al yedei kabbalas haTorah." He said that what they're really expressing is that we are going to be attached to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Achodim bi'av v'chiv Hashem. So the same blood gets sprinkled in us and goes to the Mizbeach. We thought that is an indication we're only halfway there. Got another 613 to go. Another says the difference, whatever. And the Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. That's in order that we should feel, right? So that's why if you look at the psukim, it says that he took half the blood and he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. And then they read the Torah. So the Jews figured, that's the bris on the first half. Now he's holding off more blood to sprinkle in the second half. They said, Nasa Menishma. And then Moshe says, no. Like Rabbi Pearl pointed out, no, the second half is to sprinkle on you so that you and the Mizbeach get the same blood. But it's interesting. He suggests that the Nasa Menishma was made out of an error in not the common way we look at it. Let's finish up with one idea of the Ramban. That's the Pasuk in. The pasuk We made them in the past. The pasuk Yud Aleph. And God did not get upset with the nobility, and they had a vision of God, and they ate and they drank. Rashi interpretations: God was not that God was upset with them, but he didn't want to destroy the mood of Har Sinai. Then why was he upset with them? Because they had a vision. In Pasuk Yod, they had a vision of the brick sapphire, the sapphire bricks and the heavens. They saw that they understood everything, that there was a reason for having the bricks of Mitzrayim. They were sapphire bricks. There was the purity of the heavens. They put it all together, so they were satisfied. It was okay. They got it. It was okay for Korah Barzal. So, but Yochlu Vayishtu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you have such an insight, you shouldn't be partying. What did the Rav of the Shul I grew up with, Nachum Rabinovich? So he said the following word. He explained that even when leadership understands it, and leadership comes to peace with the troubles, and they say it's a Kohar Barzal, it's good for us, and there's a Tachlis and Toelis, and it's going to lead to good things. But if they lose the ability to empathize with the Jews, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a vision. He gave leadership a vision. Okay? By Yochlu Vayishnu, they were able to, they were so happy that they understood that there was a value to Yitzis to the suffering of the Jews. He says, how can you drink? How can you have a party? All right. So you understand it. So there's a tachlis to it. Jews had to suffer. Jews gained from suffering. We were zoicha to have, but you can't be Yochlu Vayishnu. You can't be at peace with the Jews suffering. So they wanted leadership to understand there's a tachlis, but never to lose their ability to empathize. But the Ramban learns pshat that it was taka, a big party. And why was it a big party? Because they received the Torah. He said, it's right to make a party when you see the Torah. The Ramban says, that's the source for Simchas Torah, and that's the source for a siyum. The Rav used to point out, based on this Ramban, that the Ramban strings together Simchas Torah, the Siyum, and Shlomo Melech having all of his wisdom, and David and Melech getting all of the goods for the Beis HaMikdash. The Rav pointed out that the party is not because one has so much new information. The party is because one is poised to understand much more, one is poised to learn something. Because David HaMelech made a party because he had all the tools to build the Beis HaMikdash. He was far, he'll never build the Beis HaMikdash. He will never bring a Korban Beis HaMikdash. He had all the tools together. Shlomo HaMelech made a party because he had all of the tools of wisdom. So the Rav said, that's Pshat Nahadran. We learned the Mesichta. It's not that we're celebrating that we learned the Mesichta. We're celebrating that now that we learned the Mesichta, we now have the tools to understand the Mesichta better. They have the tools to go back and understand it. So I was thinking that that fits in very well to the pasuk. Now that the Jews saw the Korah Barzal, they saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there was a tachlis to the suffering of Mitzrayim. So they had a new tool. The tool is Kolma da'av rachmona latava oved. That was the insight. So it wasn't, they weren't making a party because they all of a sudden had this new information, but they had a new way of looking at things. They had a new way to understand things. So that's the reason that they gave the great simcha. So again, so let's just summarize. The first thing we did is the Klei Yokor on Hevu Mesunim Badin. That a judge who is quick to the chase with the paskin is either he's on the take or because he wants to show he's a Volgaiva, he knows his stuff, he has clarity, he doesn't need to look it up, doesn't need to be careful. And Medrash from Lisal Mamalis. And then we learned the Klei Yokor of the Midrash Arachayim of Lahem Milelehem, not to make a bris with the Goyim while they're serving Avodah Zarah. And then he says Avodah Zarah can be attractive. God will make it attractive to us. Then the Klei Yokor on Nasa Venishma. Then we got nervous. Another 6:13 to go. Okay. So Nasa Venishma. But then Moshe Ben says, no. I'm splitting up the blood so you'll feel that you are at one with the Mizbeach. And then the Ramban on was from Lesholach Vayad. Rashi says they were wrong for making a party. Ramban says they were right for making the party because they were celebrating the Kabbalah Satara. So again, our learning, as we mentioned at the very beginning, is Le'ili Nishmas Avram ben Yitzchak, Shom Shav and Aliyah.
What I heard,
yeah,
but
there are
3 days where eating is,
yeah, correct,
and it's all because
Kabbalah Satara. I think Moses and Sachar, I think that Sachar for Shabbos, that even if even those who fasted on the Yom Tovim, they would not fast on Atzeres. Why? Because Torah is given Atzeres, and then they added, right. So that's what the things have surfaces. They're all
I guess we're done. You're muted.
Lost it.
David, how did you become the host?
I'm the host.
It said you were the host.
Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Have a good job.
Good job. It's good Chodesh, everybody. Alan, the Shem Hashem and Aliyah.
Thank you. Good job. It's good job.
Mm-hmm.